Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Goldilocks. She went for a walk in the woods.
Pretty soon, she came upon a house. She knocked, and when no one answered, she walked right in.
At the table in the kitchen, there were three bowls of porridge. Goldilocks was hungry. She tasted the porridge from the first bowl.
"This porridge is too hot."
So she tasted the porridge from the second bowl.
"This porridge is too cold."
So she tasted the last bowl of porridge.
"Oh, this porridge is just right."
So she ate it all up.
After she'd eaten the Three Bears porridge, she was feeling a little tired, so she walked into the living room where she saw the three chairs.
Goldilocks sat in the first chair to rest her feet.
"This chair is too big."
So she sat in the second chair.
"This chair is too big too."
So she sat in the last and smallest chair.
"Oh, this chair is just right."
But just as she settled down into the chair to rest, it broke into pieces.
Now Goldilocks was very tired, so she went upstairs to the bedroom where she saw three beds.
Goldilocks tried the first bed.
"This bed is too hard."
So she tried the second bed.
"This bed is too soft."
So she tried the last and smallest bed.
"Oh, this chair is just right."
"You mean bed?"
"This bed is just right."
And Goldilocks fell asleep.
As she was sleeping in, the three bears came home.
"Someone's been eating my porridge."
"Someone's been eating my porridge."
"Someone's been eating my porridge. And they ate it all up."
"Someone's been sitting in my chair."
"Someone's been sitting in my chair."
"Someone's been sitting in my chair. And they broke it all into pieces."
They began to look around some more and went upstairs to the bedroom.
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed."
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed too."
"Someone's been sleeping in my bed. And there she is."
Just then, Goldilocks woke up. She saw the three bears. She screamed,
"Yikes!"
She jumped out of and ran out of the room. Goldilocks ran down the stairs, opened the door, and ran away into the forest. She had never returned to the home of the three bears. The end.